We should really speak about something which is related to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but the Maase is, it's a one-time shiur, so I'm going to take something which is very, very general and try to convey it in this half an hour, if I can. Bezos Hashem Yisbarach. So again, this is a very general thing about Gula. There was recently a discussion between several people who were very occupied in Mashiach and how do we present the idea of Mashiach to ourselves, between ourselves, other people, etc., etc. So there was such a statement which was thrown out over there. And this was a statement like this. This was the statement that was said. We cannot say, to say the Gula is here, you cannot say. Let's leave that soon. We'll soon come to that. To say the Gula is here, you cannot say. Why? Because we cannot be Makriv Karbonos in our days. So now, I would like to take this statement. There's definitely some truth in what it said over here, but the way it's put is right, is like wrong from every side. And what's the point in bringing out that it's wrong? Because it causes so much confusion. Here in this state, there's several points here, 3 points, just to clarify, put things straight, and will make things so much easier for ourselves, between ourselves, each person to himself, to other people, and to the world in general. We'll try to clarify 3 points here, which is sort of implied in this statement, which are out of context, more or less. So now, the main point we wanted to focus on is the last one, but we'll go through the first two. The first thing about Karbonos, when you say Gula is not here because of Karbonos, that is a misconception. Why this is a big misconception? Because there's another thing which determines the Gula being here or not, which is that is what we have to focus on, and Karbonos is not. That's not the point which you're meant to focus on. Why? Should we not be focusing on Karbonos? L'chel, if you look in the Rambam says, Melech HaMashiach is going to do such and such and such and such. And then he says he's going to be Makriv Karbonos, etc. So why not say Karbonos as a determining factor that it can be the Gula is here? Because it's very posh it is. The posh it is that there's a shit of many Rishonim, which the Rebbe has discussed, which many of you may know, that hold that in Zman HaGolos you can be Makriv Karbonos. Number one. What is the shit? Just to clarify, make it clear, what is the shit is a Rambam? So you look in Acharonim, and Acharonim, you can say more or less, Pe'echod. There's one exception, I think. Pe'echod, everyone says, we do not know what shit is a Rambam is. Just to help in the situation, you have the Rebbe in several places, which actually brings the Rambam in this matter. And the Rebbe said, also goes in the same kav, we do not know what the Rambam Shitta. So therefore, definitely, Karbonos is not a determining factor for Gula. But the main point by why we should not be mentioning Karbonos, because there is something else which the Rebbe did mention all the years, and that is what we should be focusing on. And if we would be focusing on that, it would make things so much clearer to us. Now, before we go over to that, let's go to point number two. And that is about the whole idea of Gula being here or not. Okay. We all know where we are. Okay. So we're not talking about where we are. We all know where we are. There is the Lashon of Gula being here. I'm talking about the Lashon of Gula being here. Actually starts, if you take Lukut HaSichas, any krach of Lukut HaSichas on Breishis, the end of Breishis, or the beginning of Shemois, when he talks about the Shvatim going down to Mitzrayim, the Ovis going down to Mitzrayim, Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, or you take the Sichas of Yutes Kislev, which is talking about the Alter Rebbe going to Beis HaSoya. In other words, any Sich of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe is talking about going into Golos, the Rebbe will always say, use these words, it's Mamash always there. They went into Golos with the Gula. This is the Rebbe's Lashon. Now, Where did the Rebbe get this lashon from? So it's actually comes right out from Chassidus. Called why? Because take the Mamorim Chassidus, because the Sich is based on those and those Mamorim Chassidus. You'll take the Mamorim Chassidus. Actually, those Mamorim explain how the Ovis or the Shvatim etc. went down to Mitzrayim with this Inyan of Elikus, this Ged of Elikus, whatever different Madregis of Elikus. The Rebbe, where following the Mahalach of the Rebbe in anywhere, in any sugya, whenever the Rebbe will be quoting something from Chassidus, I'll be discussing Elikus, So the Rebbe in every situation will always point out how this Lakus connects with Gashmias. This is like the goes across the board everywhere and every mind you're learning, or almost every mind you're learning, or almost every sikh you're learning. So the same thing when the Rebbe talking about the Ovis or the Shvatim going into Mitzrayim, the Rebbe won't say they went with the Lakus. He will say how the Lakus translates itself with Gashmias. So the Rebbe says they went with the Gula. Okay, this is what the terms the Rebbe is using. Just to make it clearer, when we haven't, Chassidus tells us about how we meant to, tells us how we meant to identify with Elokus, we meant to have Ava to Elokus, Yira to Elokus, etc., etc. So the first thing Chassidus tells us is that you should know you have a Nefesh Elokus. Why? Because if we don't have a Nefesh Elokus, we can meditate on Elokus how much we want, we're not going to connect to Elokus. Why? Because we're a Nivra, and Nivra cannot connect to Elokus. The only way we can connect to the Lakus is because we have a Nefesh Elokus. So Chassidus tells us, we have a Nefesh Elokus. Oh, we have a Nefesh Elokus. So now, Chassidus tells us how to connect to the Lakus. The same thing with the Rebbe, when he's the halach of the Rebbe from the very beginning, that we are the generation, we have to bring the Gula. So the only way you can bring the Gula is by realizing that the Torah of Chassidus, which is talking about the Lakus, carries in itself the Gula. So the Rebbe is using, that's why the Rebbe's common language everywhere, is everywhere. The Gula, the Ovis went to the with Mitzrayim with the Gula, etc., etc. And this would also, or just to add, in the Sichas of Tov Shin Nun Beis, I don't want to cover the whole issue now, but in the Sichas in the short Tov Shin Nun Beis, where the Rebbe is talking about Gula in the present tense, open your eyes and you see the Gula as it is here already, in Pasuk Boy. So the first thing the Rebbe says, this is going back to right after the Sikha of Shaftim. The Pasha's Tater, the Sikha, which is after Shaftim, the Rebbe explains that very clearly, this is what he's explaining all through all the years. Now, what does the Rebbe say then? The Rebbe puts it very clearly, that's leading into Tov Shin Nun Beis, going right after Pasha's Shaftim. The Rebbe explains very clearly that the Gula was here from Bria Sa'olam. That's what the Rebbe explains. The Gula was there from Brisoil. Well, the Rebbe goes to explain the whole Arichas. The Rebbe comes to the proofs. And today we can identify with this Gula, which was there from Brisoil. Today is easier. Once upon a time, in the Gashmistic situation when you only saw objection to Torah Mitzvahs, it was hard to identify. Now you can identify with it. So now, if we'd all identify, we'd bring out the Gula in ourselves, then would actually have the Gula. So this is a general thing about Gula in the present tense, saying Gula in the present tense, that it's a cup which is there, it's a cup which is always there, and it's not only that, the truth is, if we would really understand what it means, Gula is here, we'd understand it properly, you'd be able to explain anybody the whole idea of Gula being here without using the word Gula. If the person has an interference to Gula, an objection, a person is a Baal Bechira, a person can always choose not to hear or yes to hear. See, if a person has objection to Gula, if we understand what Gula means, what the Rebbe means by saying Gula here, you can tell the person the whole idea, which is a beautiful idea, it's an amazing idea, which actually would capture anyone. Anyone would go take it, want it. It's beautiful. Without mentioning the word Gula, the person himself ultimately would come to realize this is actually okay. This is related to Gula, etc., etc. Okay. Anyway, that is the second point. But the third point is, what we want to get to, the main point is, what is the true definition? We said Kabbalah is not Gula. And what is the true definition of Gula? So the true definition of Gula is very simply there. And this will help us understanding what we said before. The true definition of Gula, the Rebbe has laid it out through all the years, and we all know it very clearly. The Rebbe says very clearly, there's Rambam, Yamid, Melech, Ve'ilchem, Melchemes, Hashem, and Bona, Amigdash, Kibbutz, Nidchei Yisrael. Now, the Rebbe explains, he's going back in the very early years, in a Chelik design, the Rebbe explains what is so great about these simonim of Yamid Melech, Yilchem, Melchemes Hashem, Bonabes and Mikdash, that they should define and create Gula. The Rebbe explains very clearly. The Rebbe explains that is that in the beginning of the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says the three mitzvahs, coming into Eretz Yisrael, the three mitzvahs which you didn't have to do. And what are they? There's number one, mini melech, they have to point upon themselves the Melech. Number two, they have to defeat Melchama ba'Amalek, defeat Amalek, which the Rebbe explains includes all other people, goyim who oppose Yidden. And then the third thing, they have to build a Beis HaMikdash. So these are the three mitzvahs which Yidden have to do the beginning of the Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam lays it out very clearly. Three mitzvahs Yidden have to do when they come into Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe, and that's it. Then the Orah writes, Kelik Tazayin Truma, the Rebbe writes that the simonim of Melech HaMashiach, Yamid Melech, Yilchom Mechemes Hashem, Bona HaMikdash, are actually parallel to these three mitzvahs. They are these three mitzvahs. This is what the Rebbe explains very clearly. Then you have the last thing, which is Kibbutz Nidchi Yisrael. Okay, Kibbutz Nidchi Yisrael, according to the Shita of the Rambam, is not a mitzvah. That is the actual Gula itself. But the three mitzvahs, that is the three simonim which lead up to the Gula. Now, the Rebbe then that Sikha explains why these three mitzvahs, what is so important about these three mitzvahs? Remember, Mashiach is going to come, we're going to be doing all the mitzvahs. So why is it that these three mitzvahs define Melech HaMashiach or define the Gula? So that it is very, very simple. It's very, very simple, and you have to take it first on a Gashmistika level, then we'll explain it on a Yiddish level, on a Torah level. On a Gashmistika level, when you have one nation which is being suppressed by another nation. They're enslaved, they're under the dominion of another nation. They're suppressed to them. So for this nation to free themselves, they have to do three things. Number one is, they have to find a leader. There's a rule in Olam Hazeh, the Teva works, not rule, it's a Teva Metzias. You can't get five people, six people, 10 people working together if there's not one leader. If you want to get the whole nation to get together, you have to have a leader, right? So the first thing, you want to get together a nation, the oppressed nation would like to get together to overthrow their oppressors. What they do is they're going to have to get a leader who has the skills and ability to guide them and lead them how to overthrow their oppressors. So the first thing, you have to have a leader. The next thing is you're going to have to go to war and try to defeat your oppressors. You're going to have to go to war. That's the second thing. The third thing is, once you've defeated your oppressors, you've defeated them, you've won the war, okay, there's something else you have to do. And you're going to have to build up your own stability as an independent nation. If you don't build up your own stability as an independent nation, those people oppressors are going to come right back again and run you over again, okay? So what you have to do is you have to build your own independence. How do you build your own independence? You're going to have to make a whole... you're going to have to get a whole infrastructure, that means, boils down to building buildings. And that means, your government, you need to house your government, you need buildings. As the economy starts blossoming and boosting, you're going to have buildings. Buildings, when you're on the war front, you cannot build buildings. You build temporary structures. When you establish life, you're an independent country, you're coming into an empire, that is when you start building enormous buildings and skyscrapers. This is part of the Metzias Agashmi. Now take this all to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is all evolved around Torah. The koyach of Klal Yisrael, Poshet Elam, has Agashmi. In other words, even though we have to use the Gashmistika tools in order to survive as a Yiddish nation, but everything is driven by the koyach of Torah. So therefore, these three points remain also by us, Klal Yisrael, but just the difference is, for us it's all related to Torah. It's all evolving around Torah. So what are the first simen? What are the first thing in order to have to spittle Shiva the Umas, to Mishachar the Umas? You have to have a Melech. You have to have a Melech, a leader who, according to the Torah, who will be this person? Which Yid? That means with the way the Torah, I've talked about the Torah to David the Melech was. The Abishab was Meftir to David the Melech. That no one will be able to ever overthrow, to bring complete menucha by Yidden, to bring stability to Yidden, to be mevatel shibud ha'umos. No one will ever be able to do it other than his descendants. This is something Hashem granted to him, to David HaMelech. There's Yidden and Goyim, there's Shivim, there's Keves Echad, Shivim Zevim. The only Keves which will ever be able to overpower the Shivim Zevim is going to be the children of David. So therefore, this leader has to be Melech HaMashiach from Zera David. He's going to have the poshet. He's going to have two things. Number one, he's going to have the koyach ha-Torah. He's going to be representing the Torah without pshoras. And he's also going to have the physical things, how to bring this Torah into Olam Hazeh, poshet in Anhoge for Olam Hazeh. So he will rally. That is the first thing you have to have a Melech. Next thing, this Melech has to lead us to Melchama. The next thing, once he wins the war, he has to build a base of Mitzvah, because we have to have, this is the whole you know, being a base of Mitzvah, this is a whole, when the Rebbe made Mifta Binyan, the Rebbe brought this out very, very clear. The whole idea of being a base of Mitzvah is, you're making a permanent structure where you can keep all the Torah and Mitzvah, and that is the Ikkim. So now let's put it this way. You have in each one of these, put it in this way, each one of these mitzvahs, you have the actual mitzvah, then you have the mahus of the mitzvah, or the teichen of the mitzvah, the qualities which this mitzvah possesses. In other words, the best example would be Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has a very defined, Al-Pi Allah has a very defined determination to it. It has to be binyan such and such, has to be mokam amikdash, etc., etc. All the halachas evolving around Beis HaMikdash. If it does not carry, it does not fulfill, meet all these halachas, it's not the Beis HaMikdash. So it has very clear cut out in the halacha what Beis HaMikdash is. Nevertheless, there is the mohus, the content, which is the content, the idea which is carried in the Beis HaMikdash. What is the idea which is carried in the Beis HaMikdash? What we just now discussed. It's a permanent structure where Gidon will be able to keep most of the Torah mitzvahs. And that permanent structure, that's the Inyan of Mivtza Binyan, where the Rebbe explained what is the mahus of the mitzvah, Binyan Mitzvah Mikdash. We're not talking about the actual mitzvah, we're talking about the mahus, the teichen of the mitzvah. What is the teichen of the mitzvah, the mahus of the mitzvah? It's kvias, permanency. Gidon should have a permanent structure. The Eibishter promised, just like the Eibishter promised, that the only one who will be able to ever get Gidon to overthrow the oppressors of the Goyim will be Zera David, from coming descendants of David. The same thing, Eibishter promised, the only place where the permanent structure will be in Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. That's going to be the structure, the Mokam HaMikdash. Here will be the Beis HaMikdash and Nitzch will be in Yerushalayim and Har HaMoriah. Okay, so now, but what happens is, once we have understood this Sikh of the Rebbe explains, it's actually in two Sikhs, it's in Chelik Tezayin, Truma, then you have in Chelik Yutches, Bolok, and then you have it, when the Rebbe explains it, Mivtza Binyan, the Rebbe goes through it many times. So anyways, once we understand what the content of these three mitzvahs are, what the content of these three mitzvahs is, bringing out in the Lashon of the Rebbe, which is coming from the Gemara, the Menucha, Yidden should have peace and stability. The only one who can bring full peace and stability to Yidden is Zera David. That's what that Melech is. The only one who will be able to defeat Hamolek, defeat the Goyim, is going to be Zera David. The war, what is the purpose of the war? To bring stability again. Menucha, Kvias, Bittel, Shibud Omas, all these are the different Lashonis which the Rebbe uses. And then what is the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash consummates the fact that, yes, the full stability has been acquired. But what is it? It's all a matter of stability and kvias and menucha. Okay. Now, once we've understood what these three mitzvahs represent, we're going to take the content of these mitzvahs. Now, again, we're not taking the mitzvah, because the mitzvah has not been fulfilled. We're taking the content of the mitzvah. And we're going in halacha, you have many... one of the rules halacha deals, you have the dry halacha, the actual halacha, then you have medamel milzel milzel, you take the content of this halacha and you apply it to someone else. We're going to take the content of these three mitzvahs and apply it to a different situation. In which situation? We're going to apply it to a situation of galus. We're now in galus, very clearly. Nevertheless, we're living in a time today, you're going to go to war, you don't have to go to war. So you can affect Goyim without going to war with them. In the Rambam's times, you wanted to affect Goyim with Shav Mitzvah Neinoyach, you'd have to go to war, and that was the way how you'd be able to do it. That would be the normal way. And nowadays, you can affect Goyim through influence. But the main thing we want to focus is on the third one, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And now, through all the years of history, B'Klal Yisrael, which this brings out the whole point, that's why the Rebbe made the whole thing about being a Beis HaMikdash, because of this reason, because this brings out, this concept makes the whole idea of bringing Gula into Zman HaGolus. From Bris Olam, whenever Gidon settled in a certain place, they settled in a place, and they built themselves structures, they built themselves shulam, etc., etc. These place, this settlement survived for a certain amount of years. Survived for 100 years, 200 years, 400 years. What happened later? The goyim came and overthrew the settlement. What is the Gedda of Golas? What is the Gedda of Golas? Gedda of Golas is the greatest settlement of Eden. The Eden came to Eretz Yisrael. They actually had the whole country for themselves. They actually built not only Shulam, which is a mikdash, which are a mikdash ma'at. They went and built a base of mikdash. They had this permanent structure, which the whole Torah mitzvah was functioning, right? Nevertheless, what happened afterwards, after 400 years or 800 years, whatever you want to calculate it, came the goyim and overran the whole country. And then what did they do? They took the yidden out of that settlement, out of Eretz Yisrael, and they moved them away. And what did they do? The first thing they did was they destroyed the base of mikdash. They did destroyed that permanent structure. So what is the definition of Golos is when there's no kvias, there's no permanency to, and there's no permanent structures. There's no permanent botakinesias, botamikdoshes. The same thing as Mana Golos, when this is the whole situation of Golos is, when Gideon settled in one country, they were there for a certain amount of time. After time came, the goyim came, ran them over, and they were driven into another country. So they're always moving around. So that is the hepech of gula. That is the hepech of Beis HaMikdash. When you don't have any permanency, you're always moving around. And Beis HaMikdash is meant to prove permanency for Yidden, the permanency of Yidden. Now, these were the two Bote Mikdashes, the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. They only had a certain, they were permanent. Their permanence was for several hundred years. The Haftokah of the Torah is, Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that's the Torah's Maftiach HaS, is going to be permanent forever. That means the Goyim are never going to go and destroy it. And this is what the Rambam explains, that then Melech Mashiach is going to defeat all the Goyim. Not only is he going to defeat them, later on he's going to win them over, etc., etc., till everyone's going to work peacefully together, and therefore this Beis HaMikdash is never going to be destroyed. In our days, so that's made very clearly, in our days, in the worst time of Golas, put it that way, in the worst time of Golas, nevertheless, we're living in a time that under normal circumstances, if someone builds himself a Beis Chabad, a shul, a Beis Medrash, a Beis Chabad, and this Beis Chabad operates according to the Rosh of the Rebbe, and doing Mitzrayim, and being a Faris and Sheva Mitzvahs Neinoach, no one is going to destroy this Beis Chabad. So what we're having over here now, we do not, so this definition is very brought out, very clearly, in Kutsichas, Chelik Vav, Truma. There the Rebbe explains very clearly, this is not the mitzvah Beis HaMikdash. It is what we said before, the Mahus, the Toichen. We're taking, what the Rebbe's word, you're taking the Aleph which really is associated to Gula, we're taking that Aleph, the content of the Gula, the inner, the deepest content of the Gula, and we're bringing it into Goyla. When you take this out of you, bring it into Gula, and you develop it, you'll actually end up with Gula. But we haven't done that yet. What we are doing, taking this content of Gula and bringing it into Gula. So therefore, today, when you have a Bote Chabad across the world, and they're functioning, doing Torah mitzvahs, etc., etc., and being Mashpiyan Umas Olam, they will not be destroyed. So this is where we have the vision, which is the promise for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. We have, in a minute sense, in the words of the Rebbe, the either will say the Mahus HaInyan or the Mikdash Me'at, which is, we have it in Zman HaGolos. The epitome of all this is, the biggest thing is, it's a very simple, but the Rebbe, something which everyone knows, the Rebbe said that after the Shver, in the Sikh of Chof Ches Sivan, which is later was made into a Sikh of Beis Rabbeinu Shabbat Babel, where the Rebbe says that the Shver will zichu ufton a Mashiach from the Skalavaren here in 770. 770 will move to Yerushalayim. What the Rebbe is telling you here is that this 770 is not going to be destroyed. This is what the Rebbe is saying. He's telling you the fact this will not be destroyed. What the Rebbe is saying, so it's very clearly, the Rebbe is saying that, the Rebbe is saying, this is not saying this is a mitzvah Beis HaMikdash. He's saying the Mikdash Shelamayla, the Teuchen of the Beis HaMikdash. The Teuchen of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is, this is brought out again in the Sikh of Chelik Lamed Vav. The Teuchen, where is today being fulfilled here? Where in Zman HaGolos? Oh, so now, once we understand that, so now we have it very clearly. No doubt.
We're in Golus, no doubt about it. But the full opportunity is fully available. We just have to develop it. You have a beautiful message. You can share it with anyone in the world. You don't even have to use the word gula if you don't want to. If it's not appropriate, you don't. You can shame the opportunity to follow Hashem's rotten and to affect other people to get, which ultimately, according to the definition of the Torah, will bring the gula. So this is L'Cherib, sort of clarifies a lot of things, which should be developed more, because it would remove from us a lot of confusion. Okay, that is basically it. Okay, so we'll finish with that.
Okay.
My job. I got to do my job.